The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, a very warm welcome to you and the Breakfast Huddle with me, Manisha Tank, Elliot Danker and Ryan Hwang. So OCBC and UOB have reported, both banks have reported fourth quarter earnings that have beaten market estimates. It rounds up the local bank earnings season. It's been pretty decent so far, although Ryan, I am quite curious about forward guidance for the year because we had these unexpected scenarios.
That's right. So these numbers that have just come through are a reflection of the past, the 3 months ending December. And a quick look at those numbers. OCBC beat market estimates with a 34% rise in quarterly profit. And you have, for UOB, fourth quarter net earnings rising 10%. So that's the picture we have. A rather decent look at the decent picture for the latest earnings season for all three local banks. So investors a bit more focused on what's to come, especially with the COVID-19 outbreak potentially have an impact on earnings, with businesses being disrupted, supply chains being taken off grid. So that is the potential scenario to come in the quarters ahead. And to get a bigger picture, I've got Daniel Tabush. He is the founder of the Tabush Report. Morning, Daniel. How are you doing this Friday morning?
Good morning. Great. Thank you.
Hey, Daniel, thanks for helping me to crunch the numbers with the bank results. So let's get into them. Give us the overview of what you're reading so far from OCBC, UOB, and to a certain extent, DBS last week.
Okay, well, it's very clear that the numbers are strong almost exclusively due to trading income, wealth management, and also the selling of securities and properties. It's not generally due to normal net interest income numbers. What we would also say is that for the most part, there does not seem to be much in the way of forward-looking provisions for this coronavirus or for the worsening economies that is certainly going to come through in the first quarter.
That's right. So we'll get into that in a bit of an outlook later on. So diving into the NIMS picture, the net interest margins, you mentioned not really due to that. If we take a look at what's happening for example, OCBC, it's looking at 1.77%, same as the prior quarter, up 5 basis points. For UOB, pretty similar picture. You've got it stable or nearly unchanged from the prior quarter. What's your take on the net interest margins from the local banks and where is it headed from this point?
Well, remember, UOB is in a de-risking mode, so the risk for them is that they release or get rid of some of their loans, and that could drive pressure, slight pressure on margins. OCBC is not doing that. It doesn't mean that OCBC will have improving margins. There is risk, we would say, from loan yields in Northern Asia, particularly in China and in Hong Kong.
And then if you look at the loans picture, right, you've got a couple of headwinds. You've got oil prices coming off, so that is a bit of pressure on the offshore marine sector. And you also have construction now with, you know, workers being stuck in China, and that potentially delays the pipeline of projects and deadlines as well. So all that in play, do you see loans coming off and maybe NPLs, provision for bad loans taking up in the coming quarters?
Oh, certainly. Yes, that's exactly what should happen. And banks really need to look forward to this material event. It is surprising to us that there's not more of that in the numbers that were just released.
And if you look at the exposure, I guess, to China COVID-19 outbreak, what's your take on how much it will have an impact on bank earnings and also which bank is the most exposed?
Yeah, that's a difficult number to gauge. Remember, OCBC Wing Hang is in Hong Kong, and they've got Macau exposure. UOB will be subscribing to a share placement of a failed bank in China. So none of those points are positive. But we must remember there'll be less in the way of loan demand as well from what you just mentioned. So not only rising bad loans, rising provision expenses, but less revenue.
We're chatting with Daniel Tabush, is the founder of the Tabush Report, helping us to break down the latest earnings coming through this morning from OCBC and UOB. Daniel, talking about headwinds coming through, you have this digital bank race happening in Singapore. The licenses expected to be announced sometime in the middle of this year. What's your take on the digital bank space having an impact on the incumbents, especially with news today? UOB itself is expanding its digital bank presence in places like Thailand and Indonesia.
I think that seems to be the trend in a lot of places where incumbent banks are actually launching their own digital banks, their own fintech operations. And that might mean that the outlook for these incumbent banks is not that negative, whereas maybe 1 or 2 years ago, a lot of people would have been very worried about the sort of lazy top three, top four banks in each country.
Okay, and finally, just to wrap things up, Daniel, your take on the bank earnings season, which bank looks the most promising to you in terms of being positioned for growth ahead in 2020?
Well, it would probably be OCBC. It doesn't mean we view that positively, because when you're adding risk into a worsening environment, it could actually lead to more impairment costs.
All right, OCBC seems to be the, at least relative, top of the bunch for you in the latest earnings season coming through. Daniel Tabush, founder of the Tabush Report, speaking to us and helping us to break down the numbers coming through from OCBC and UOB for their fourth quarter numbers. Daniel, thanks for your time and have a great weekend in advance.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.